Premiums are jumping, and even the New York Times says that Obamacare is, quote, far from perfect. Hi, I'm Scott Ott. Sure, premiums are up by double digits, but have no fear. The Times editorial board says Obamacare's problems are fixable. After all, 85% of its customers won't be hit by the 25% premium increases on mid-level plans. That's because 85%ers get a government subsidy. In other words, the people who don't qualify for a subsidy and those who have employer-sponsored insurance plans will cover the cost for the premium hikes for the 85%. Now, that's not the part of Obamacare that needs to be fixed, said the Times. After all, taking your money by force and using it to buy someone else's insurance works just fine. The problem can be blamed on the greedy insurance companies who, ironically, failed to charge enough for their Obamacare policies to begin with, perhaps because they felt pressure to bend the cost curve down, perhaps because President Obama had promised everyone that that's what would happen. Meanwhile, back in the day, if you remember then, Republicans were telling everyone who would listen that Obamacare would increase costs because not enough young, healthy people would sign up, thus making the whole scheme unprofitable, thus driving insurance companies out of the business, reducing competition, and thereby increasing costs for everyone, or at least for everyone who didn't get a subsidy. Of course, Republicans were wrong, I mean, almost by definition, because what really happened is that Obamacare increased costs because not enough young, healthy people signed up, made the whole scheme unprofitable, drove insurance companies out of business, reduced competition, and thereby increased costs for everyone, or at least for everyone who didn't get a subsidy. The New York Times said Obamacare is great because 20 million people got insurance, including those who now have Medicaid or remain on their parents' policies until age 26. The paper says that the federal and state governments can fix Obamacare by getting more people to sign up for it using the following two methods. Number one, inform 5.3 million apparently ignorant people that Obamacare exists, that the government will pay for most of their insurance if only they sign up. Number two, increase the penalty on those who don't sign up. The Times said even more people would sign up for Obamacare if the government offered subsidies to people who currently make too much money to get subsidies. Lawmakers should also consider bribing insurance companies by offering subsidies to them, like the ones used to lure them into participating in Medicare Part D. In other words, according to the New York Times, Obamacare is great, and the only reason that many people will have to pay much higher premiums is because many other people are not paying those premiums for them. Oddly enough, the Times admits that premiums don't go up nearly as much in states where there's more competition among insurance companies. But of course, competition is cruel and promotes savage inequalities. I'm Scott Ott.